Welcome to Ono, Ross, and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal. We take part ourselves.
Yep, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Ross Blotcher.
I'm Carrie Poppy, and in my lap is Ella Poppy.
Hey, Ella.
She's licking my hand.
How y'all doing?
Me and Ella?
Yeah.
Pretty good. How good. Are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nice to be here recording a podcast.
Yeah. Same. Ella is feisty tonight, so if you hear little pitter-patters, it's her.
It's the sound of feistiness.
It's her feet. Segue. Today we're talking about segues.
Do they work?
Do they? Why is everyone dying on them?
Are they the future of transportation?
Is that how Ross and I will die? Distinct possibility. No.
Nope. No, nope.
We're talking about detox foot baths.
Yeah, ionic foot baths. Mm-hmm. So we tried one. You found it as a Groupon.
I did. And guys, we love Groupon.
Can we put the word Groupon into the title of our show? Is it too late?
Oh, yeah. Just permanently, you mean?
Oh, Groupon, no. Ross and Carrie. It's probably the best.
Just rolls right off the tongue.
Best place for it right there. So you found this. We'd been talking about doing this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking care of our feet.
Yeah.
Our feet need some attention.
You know, you've been saying you wanted like advice about how to handle your eczema.
You wish
people would write in and
don't encourage them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So with one of these detox foot baths, you can, as you might guess from the title, remove toxins from your feet. Maybe that's what I'm missing. Maybe my eczema-ridden foot can be ridded of the eczema if I can remove the toxins. So let's do it.
Get ionic, ironic, iconic foot baths.
So you'd actually found a Groupon for us to buy our own personal ionic detox foot bath basin. It was going to be like $89, mm-hmm. a real steal off of the normal $200. And yep. I said, well, then we'll have this big tub sitting around. I don't want it. Do you want it?
The counterpoint, we'll have this big tub sitting around. I mean, we'd probably give it away.
From the image, it looks like it's actually the same exact brand as the one that we ended up getting treated with. Should we have?
Probably.
We could have done a live show and had everybody just come up and take turns sticking their feet in the water.
And detoxified the whole audience.
That would be a real service.
Mm-hmm. But as we'll learn, I may have detoxified our whole audience based on how magical my personal foot bath was. But I'll tell you when we get there.
All right.
So we went to
Garden Massage Spa in Glendale. Not far away.
No, not far away at all.
And you had gotten an ionic foot detox for two.
Mm-hmm.
It said normally that would be $64.
But it's a steal at $29.
So only $14.50 per person. So we thought, boy, can't pass that up.
54% off? Come on.
Highlights. Relaxing ionic foot baths can help detoxify the body. There's a claim. And leave patrons feeling refreshed.
There's another claim.
So, yeah, we showed up on a Sunday morning.
And I should mention, I had had one of these before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, college.
And you told me that your feet had been exceptionally itchy.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Probably was like 20, maybe 21. I was in college, and there was a practitioner of what they call traditional Chinese medicine, which is its own branch of naturopathy. There was a practitioner of that in the town where I went to school, Stockton, what up? And I went to see her partly out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things she recommended for me was an ionic foot bath. So I said, oh, well, I can do that right now. You know, that's cheap and quick. And put my feet in this tub of water. And she put a weird device in it and plugged it in. And lo and behold, it filled up with a bunch of disgusting, grimy water. And my feet itched so, so, so bad. I remember like pulling them out and like scratching them and then putting them back in for as long as I could take it. Taking them out and scratching them. Yeah, so that's my association with it going into this.
Okay, so that it does have a real noticeable effect. And Carrie, of the time, what did she think in terms of its utility?
I remember telling someone about it and saying something like, and yeah, you know, it fills up with these colors and so on. Like looking back at that moment, I feel like it may have been more me trying to convince myself than totally buying in.
Okay.
But I wouldn't have told you like it was fake or anything at the time.
And I think people most commonly would get this treatment at the sort of spa that we went to, where they offer a bunch of other things, massage, etc. But you can also stick your feet in this bath and have it done. I would imagine that's more common than people buying their own equipment and doing this on the regular at home.
Definitely.
As we almost did. So we walked into Garden Massage. It was in one of those little
strip mall kind of things.
Yeah, like there's one big store and there's a bunch of tiny stores all over the place. And so this is one of the tiny stores with its own little tiny parking lot.
You got your Walgreens or whatever, and then a bunch of
a dental shop.
Exactly.
And out in front, there's a bunch of signs telling you about the various services, including foot detoxification for...
How much is that?
$20.
Oh, wait a minute. I was told that I was getting a steal with $29 for two because it would be $32 each normally.
Yeah. So, nope. It's $12 cheaper even if you go there. Don't know where they got that information. But yeah, right there on the poster... They're telling you about all of these benefits. It says, the Ion Detox Foot Cleanse is a professional detoxification treatment. Professional.
Okay.
Which helps with total body purification. Oh, total.
Okay.
And enables the body to heal itself.
Oh, perfect.
During the detox, it will begin to rebalance the positive and negative ions in your body.
Mm.
Ooh, we've got ions. The color of the water will change throughout the treatment. This is perfectly normal as the body releases toxins into the water.
Oh, perfect.
And then there's a little diagram and it shows how the water looks at the beginning. It looks all nice and clear.
Uh-huh.
And then after 5 minutes, starts to get a little yellowy. After 10 minutes, more yellowy. 15 minutes, it just looks gross. 20 minutes, it gets darker. It's like a darker orange. And after 25 minutes, I don't know, that one even looks like red.
Yeah, that like looks Kool-Aid. Like Kool-Aid. Yeah, or like period blood in the toilet.
And then there's this chart that we're going to see in just a little bit that shows you these various colors and what they mean, like what has been extracted from your body.
Oh, right, right.
And then, yeah, they're also advertising outside. They have the sea salt packet and hot stone. That's $15 per session.
Nice.
And Chinese meridian detoxification.
Ooh, that's important.
Oh, we've really got to come back to this place.
Maybe.
You know, we've lucked out. We figured out a way to make a podcast where we get to go to the spa.
That's true. Though, do you like saunas and stuff?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I hate a sauna.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not something I would ever seek out on my own or even think to do. It's only been through this podcast that I've found myself at many a sauna.
Ugh.
And spa.
Ugh. Well, I hate extreme temperatures.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, I've only done it for the podcast, like at Rhythmia.
Oh, right.
Would have at Scientology if I'd gotten to the purification rundown. Yeah.
You got kicked out.
So, yeah, we go inside and there's a little entrance area and it's all bedecked with various kind of Southeast Asian decorations, I would say. There's various menus of the different face masks you can get, and skin whitening facial, an anti-aging facial, a gold mask, acne facial, chemical peel treatment, microdermabrasion, oxygen spray, hydro water.
Oxygen spray.
Yeah, oxygen spray treatment.
That's, what is that, water?
Yeah, or they blow air at you? I don't know. There's only one way to find out.
Someone just spits on you.
I hope not. So that there's all kinds of things that they offer here. This is a full service.
All right, cool, boutique. Cool.
Wait, but it's not.
But there's more.
It's not full service though.
Oh right, there is a sign up on the wall that lets you know that if you try anything funny, they're going to kick you out. It says sexual stimulation is not part of the Garden Massage Spa. If you inquire about sex, you will be asked to leave with no refund, no sexual contact. Hey, it's a good rule.
And Carrie saw this, which makes it all the stranger that you still requested
I
sex.
I did not.
And got
I
kicked
did
out.
Not. Fake news.
Hey, at least you know what fake news actually means.
Yes, this is true.
Okay, that did not happen. So, yeah, what did we do?
So we said to them, we said, excuse me, we have a Groupon. Yes, we've arrived, people who have a Groupon. And they were like, oh my God, Mr. and Mrs. Groupon, please come on through. So I gave her my little voucher. She scanned it. We sat down with a folder she had handed us that has the detoxification color reference chart.
Yeah.
So we can figure out, okay, whatever color the water turns is going to tell us which toxins have left my body.
Okay, yeah. So what's the first option?
Okay, so there's yellow green.
Okay.
That means detoxification from the kidney, bladder, urinary tract, or female/prostate area.
Yeah, it says prostate area.
But yeah. Kidney, bladder, urinary. It seems like someone was just like, yellow, that makes me think of urine.
Yeah, there's a couple spelling errors here. It also says on the side that it's a professional detoxification treatment which helps with total body purification. I guess if you put together helps and heals, you get helps. All right,
there you go.
Yeah.
If your water turns orange, what have you got there?
Detoxification from joints. That's what you've got with orange.
Okay.
And then next is code brown.
Detoxification from liver, tobacco, and cellular debris.
I was looking online at some other very similar charts for other foot baths.
Uh-huh.
And it mentioned waste products under brown. So it was a nice little way of saying like, oh, maybe we pulled some fecal matter out of you.
What's black?
Ooh, well, besides being gross, if your water turns black, that's detoxification from the liver and gallbladder.
Okay.
But what about dark green?
Detoxification from just the gallbladder.
Okay, none of that liver nonsense.
Right.
And then you have the option of white foam. This all sounds really gross.
White foam is mucus from the lymphatic system.
I'm picturing my water that it's like dark green and brown and has white foam on it.
I got white foam.
Yeah, none of that sounds good. And then you have white speckles.
That's mostly yeast.
Okay.
Make a nice bread.
You could also have black speckles.
It's just heavy metals.
And red speckles.
Blood clot materials.
Gross.
That says blood cot, which...
Blood cot materials.
Ugh, you really don't want that.
Can you imagine laying on a blood cot? Laying on a blood cot?
No, thank you.
Ugh.
So they pretty quickly ushered us back in the back room.
Yeah, normally when we talk about doing these sorts of treatments, we have to fill out a little bit of paperwork.
Yeah, there was none of that, was
none
there?
None of that.
I don't think they even asked our names.
Nope.
Although I had given them my name when I called, but still.
They had no idea who this mystery man was.
Yeah.
We weren't even on a first name basis.
I knew what her name was, though.
Oh, did you?
It was the name of a Pixar film. So we'll say her name was Brave, but it wasn't.
Okay. So Brave then led us down a hallway.
Okay.
With...
I don't know why I'm saying okay. That's correct.
With a bunch of like, I don't know, like the Christmas icicle lights.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Long
yeah.
hallway. And those were covered in sort of dangling green... fake leaves, essentially.
Yeah, you vines. Know, like, if you walk through a doorway at a hippie's house.
Yeah.
And there's going to be something hanging there. That's what it was.
Well, it's not like something you'd see in a hastily assembled haunted house, but it just had that kind of feeling of like, hey, we bought some lights and we put them up on the wall.
Sure.
You know? And then as you walk down this hallway to your left, there's a bunch of little rooms covered by...
curtains?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they led us to one of the couple's rooms.
Yes. So it turns out if you get the foot bath for two, you get to go in together. So that's nice.
Yeah. We got to have a moment.
There were two blood cots there that we got to lay down on. There was no blood. It was just a cot. And, you know, there was very pleasant music playing.
Yeah, we liked the music, and it wasn't what we might have expected.
Yeah, I'm used to, at so many things we go to, they play relaxing music that's pleasant enough, but has this very new agey, twangy...
Right.
...quality. And this was just straight-up bells. Bing, 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 bing. It reminded me of church when people had the handbells.
Yeah, later on they did go back to new agey kind of music. I feel like we should make an album that is just you doing that. for 60 minutes of carry.
If we get to 7,000 new and upgrading members in 5 months.
So, I've got a very alluring picture of Carrie here.
Oh, yes. I didn't really realize how alluring I was until I saw this photo.
On her blood cut. And you'd worn a skirt, as you normally do.
Yes.
I was wearing jeans, so I rolled them up enough that my feet would be exposed.
I'm always telling Ross, you gotta wear a skirt to these investigations.
I was wondering if I should wear shorts, but I figured...
it doesn't actually matter.
It's not gonna be full body immersion or anything. And so
the detox baptism.
There's a bucket that they bring in. It's like our amigo friends from Rhythmia. But this one is lined with plastic.
Yes. A thin plastic, like picture a shopping bag from a grocery store.
And I think we'll later learn why they want that in there between the water and the bucket itself. So then they bring out some warm water.
Mm-hmm,
and have us
really warm. It kind of surprised me first. Yeah,
I just thought it was very pleasantly warm.
Oh, okay, I mean, it grew on me. It's so the basin that you're putting your feet in is sort of horseshoe shaped, right?
At least mine was just a regular bucket, but on the bottom there was a plastic grill essentially that you put your feet on, and they had the shape of 2 feet. Essentially, so I sort of aligned my feet on top of these plastic feet.
Like putting your feet in the cement at Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Yeah, except it was rather than concave, it was extruded upward.
Oh, okay. With
kind of like, in some bathroom mats, they'll have it. So
yeah, a little bumpy bumpies.
Yeah, bump. Thank you. Bumps. That's the bumpy bumpies. Bumpy bumpies. Yeah. That was the term I was looking for.
Trying to get that exact
that
word.
Minimizes the surface area of your foot that is touching, whatever it may be. I think that was the idea. So I place my foot on top of those.
I probably did too, but there's a reason I don't remember, and that's that as soon as they left, I took my feet out.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, if you're going to leave, let's A-B test this thing.
Yeah, Carrie and I got to chat as we were waiting for them to grab all their materials. They'd kind of disappear for a while, and then we'd see their feet under the curtain as they'd come back. And then there were other people. We'd hear them interacting with the people to our right and our left.
And I'd be like, should I put my feet back? Oh, no.
And we're taking photos of everything, and our flashes are going off because it's very dark in there. And I'm thinking, oh no, this is going to look really odd that this one room has bursts of light coming from it.
Oh well.
But yeah, we should describe the equipment itself. So we have our feet in this water, but then they're also bringing in an electronic device.
Yes.
And the business end that goes in the water with your feet is this black cylinder, and it's attached via a long cable, electric cable. And then that attaches to a breakout box of sorts. It's plugged in, and then on the other end of that white box, there's a power plug that then is extended to the wall. And that gizmo has various lights on it.
Yeah, you got to turn that on.
Turns on with 3 green lights. I assume they are indicators of some sort.
Of being on.
And it says, foot spa.
Foot spa.
As kind of like chutzpah.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting. I had a guy, and you had a gal, who set us up. He sort of plunked that in a little basket. So there was a separate basket just for this little breakout box.
This is all very perfunctory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just, we're trying to get a lot of things done right now. Okay,
yeah.
You put your feet. I'm going to put this here. This is the process. Okay, goodbye. 15 minutes. See you later.
Yeah, I asked him twice, like, wait, how long? When are you coming back? Are you coming back or what?
And
he wanted to get out of there.
And you could tell English was not either of their first languages. Mm-hmm. It was kind of minimal communication, like just what we need to get by.
Right. But so, we got the information we needed. So it was going to be 15 minutes. And he was just going to come by at the very end. We're like, oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you for leaving us in our laboratory.
Right. Time for us to thoroughly examine everything.
Yeah.
I didn't unplug anything. But you had an idea of how you were going to provide a comparison test.
Yeah. Like I said, just take my feet out.
Yeah.
And if my bath does about the same thing as yours does, then it has more to do with whatever's in the water and whatever's in that pump, and less to do with my feet.
So this may remind you, if you've listened to our, I think it was our second episode. Yeah, we got ear candling done.
Mm-hmm.
And so our suspicion, just a suspicion, was that this would be very similar to that investigation where the ear candles themselves had the wax.
So the people who make them say you take these conical candles, put them in your ear, light one end on fire, and they suck wax into them,
right,
out of your ear and into them.
Yeah, as if they could generate that kind of vacuum force.
Right, and as if we need this for some reason.
Right, there's a couple things wrong with the claim.
Yeah, if you have excess earwax, fine, but you get some swimmer's friend.
And so here they are making the claim that they are using ionized water.
But back to the ear candling, we demonstrated that you could actually get the same effect by just setting them on fire on the table in front of you.
Right. So that's what Carrie's doing here, is saying, okay, these are supposed to be removing toxins out of our feet.
Mm-hmm.
But if I remove my feet from the process, will toxins still show up?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty smart. Yeah.
Carrie's got a very smart look on her face.
So, or a look like someone who's in Newsies. Yeah.
That's right. So yeah, I kept my feet in the whole time and the water started turning yellow.
Whoa.
And then orange.
Whoa.
To the point where, yeah, I got to say, the water's changing colors.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And it got to the point where it looked like morning pee, you know, like really. Yeah, really.
Like really saturated yellow.
Yeah, like you better drink some water kind of pee.
Right. Okay, so you went from yellow to orange to brown.
It gave me flashbacks from all my foot soaks in my own urine.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, the photo I took here looks totally like that.
Oh, that's disgusting. God.
Look at it, Carrie.
It looks like orange crush, you guys. Ugh. Okay, so orange, that's detoxification from joints. I wonder if the colors, if you're only supposed to look at the color that you end up with, or
the in-between colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, because it goes through stages.
Right. So maybe at first we were dealing with your kidney, bladder, urinary tract, and female prostate area. And then we got to the detoxification from your joints.
Okay.
And so did it get past orange? Because that's only stage two.
You know, I think at the end it was still just an intense orange.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was even into the brown category yet.
Did you get any white foam?
Not that I noticed.
Okay, white speckles?
Nope.
Black speckles?
Nope.
Red speckles?
No. Sorry. Right. Yeah, it's really, it was just that intense orange by the end.
Well.
How about you? Yours should have been sparkling white because your feet barely touched the water.
I would love to tell you, Ross, but first,
yes,
listeners are probably thinking right now, God, I love my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad they're talking about this because my feet are my favorite part of my body and I want to honor them.
This is the listener saying that?
Yes.
Or this? Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're probably thinking, I want to get an ionic foot detox, but I'm not sure yet. The episode's not over. I don't know whether this is legit.
It's probably going to be completely on the up and up, but I'm not positive.
So in the meantime, what is something I could order for my feet to show them that I care for them?
Exactly. And we have the answer for you. You want to get some Rothy's.
Rothy's.
Rothy's is making stylish shoes for women and girls out of recycled plastic water bottles. They're super comfortable and they're fully machine washable.
And these are fine looking shoes as well.
Yeah, super cute.
You've got some Rothy's.
Uh-huh.
My wife has some Rothy's.
Yeah. They're nice and like soft and pliable. I can't even liken them to another material because they're very pleasant.
It's true.
Yeah.
And they're perfect everyday shoes for life on the go. They're stylish, they're comfortable, they go with everything from yoga pants to dresses and skirts.
And Rothy's comes in an ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns, and they're available in a range of styles like sneakers, loafers, points, and more.
And you may have heard us say this before, this is cool. Rothy's has diverted over 35 million water bottles from landfills to make these shoes. That's right.
It's amazing.
They're made from recycled water bottles.
Yeah.
Or plastics in general. That's amazing.
Plus, Rothy's ship directly in their shoebox, so there's none of that unnecessary packaging. Thank God.
Yeah.
That drives me up the wall.
So we've got a couple methods by which they're very environmentally friendly. For that, we thank them.
These are feel-good flats in more ways than one.
So check out all the amazing styles available right now at Rothys.com/ohno.
Go to Rothys.com, Rothys.com/ohno to get your new favorite flats.
Comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for.
Head to Rothys.com/ohno today.
All right, now that you got your shoe situation figured out, you're probably wondering, what can I play on my phone?
I am.
That's a logical conclusion.
When I put on my shoes, the first thing I think is, God, I wish I could play a game.
See, we're talking about segues. That's my version of a segue right there.
And that's why you and I are best fiends.
Segway. Yeah, I see.
Segway.
I see what segway. You did there. That was better than my segue. Yeah, so there's an app called Best Fiends. It's a free download, and it's a lot of fun. I've been playing it. I am now at level 61.
Wow, that's a lot.
I was just playing it in front of Carrie just a moment ago, so she could see my progress.
It seems like it plays an important role in your life.
Oh, wait a second. Okay, my time is now available that I can spin the VIP wheel again, so pardon me while I do that and get 6 diamonds.
Okay. I'm watching it happen.
All right. Oh, I get to spin again. Oh, six Ooh. Diamonds. All right, I'll All take right. them. I got 1,968 diamonds. Things are looking up. What I like about it is that it's not time-based, so you don't have to quickly do something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can kind of like look at the board and think, okay, I want to connect the leaves here. Okay, now I need to go
nice.
For the mushrooms. And so you're clearing stuff to accomplish these goals. So you have to either knock out a bunch of crates, or you've got to get a certain number of mushrooms, or you got to take down 7 slugs. And then if you beat all the goals, then you get all these extra little rewards and stuff, like awesome bomb that just
let
like,
me see a fiend
clears the whole board. Okay,
so I have a feeling the fiends are going to be the best part.
There we go. Those.
Oh, yeah. We got cute little friends, you guys. And okay, so they're little bugs with big buggy eyes and slightly anthropomorphized.
Right, yeah. Like the purple one.
This one?
Oh, well, that's the slug.
Oh, she's cute.
Yeah, well, I'm attacking her, though. She doesn't die or anything. Oh. She just gets, you know, pushed off to the side. She's okay. in the way or whatever.
All right.
But yeah, there's 5 different colors of these fiends, and then you get new fiends and you upgrade them. It's all very compelling.
You know, what's cool about it is that it's a casual game. Anyone can play, but it's made for adults. You don't have to be like some big old gamer to love this. It's great for everybody.
See, I got to stop now. I'm just playing it and not paying attention to what we're doing here. Wait, let me just clear the water.
So if you're looking for a fun way to pass the time, like Ross is, while engaging your brain, check out Best Fiends. And it doesn't require internet to play. You can play anywhere. So it's great for traveling.
I don't know if this is an issue for you. I play a lot of games on my phone.
Oh, huh.
So it's nice. Like, oh, I can play this one without the internet.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, totally. So engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters.
It's 5-star rated mobile puzzle game on the Apple App Store and Google Play.
Download free on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Fiends.
All right, friend.
Yes.
Here we are again. We're back in our little room at the garden spa. And
ding, ding, dong.
They come back.
Church bells.
And you had your feet out of the water when the guy opened.
Yes, I did. And you know what I had to do too? He came really fast, and I was like, "Oh shit!" That's what she said. So I, it's gonna continue. I grabbed a towel. He came so fast. I had to grab a towel, and I just like started quote unquote drying my feet with it like immediately, so that at least when they came up and saw my feet, they'd be explanatorily dry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was an awkward moment. They didn't react at all to it.
Yeah, I think he just thought I had just taken him out, and I tried to make it look like that was the case.
And they didn't make a big deal about the color of the water. I think if we hadn't said anything, they would have just taken our feet out and dried us off, and that would have been that.
Yeah, I had taken a picture with my flash, but you know, flash doesn't capture color all that well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I can't really see it because it's dark in there.
Yeah.
So what color are we dealing with here?
You would expect them to want to do a little consultation and say, hey, look what we've done. How we've greatly increased your health.
So maybe to their credit, I don't even know, but they certainly weren't going hard at that particular part of it.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, what color is mine? He said, orange with some brown and some white foam. I could definitely see the white foam. It was pooling all around the
That is gross.
Device. Yeah. So orange would be detoxification from joints.
Okay.
Then brown, detoxification from liver.
Okay.
That's good. tobacco, you know, like liver and tobacco. It's like, what are we talking about body parts? Or are we talking about specific toxins?
This is a little apples and oranges.
Yeah, exactly. And then the third one, cellular debris.
Okay.
Yeah. Apples and oranges and kiwis.
Right. Yeah. Cellular debris. Okay.
Yeah. What is that? I guess that would mean like the cells of my body?
Like sloughed off cells that just are waste products, maybe?
Yeah.
Hopefully it's
somatic
not,
cells.
Hopefully it's not destroying cells that you need.
Yeah, good point. Oh, and then the white foam, of course. That is mucus from my lymphatic system.
You are secreting mucus.
But what's amazing about this is that my feet were not in the water.
Yeah.
So it's magical. It can get out. It detoxes my joints, my liver, my tobacco.
Without making physical contact. Huh. Unless it like incredible. Pulled all of that out of your feet super fast.
Yeah. When I took my feet out, the water was totally colorless, but they may have started to have a little bit of the white foam.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, they walk off with the amigos, for lack of a better term, and really didn't say or do much about that.
Yep.
It was just that you've had it. We're done. Except you got a nice massage from lady.
My nice friend, she massaged my feet and my lower legs.
She spent a long time, you know, she's pushing down on your thighs and your lower legs.
Nice.
And then she's toweling off each foot individually and kind of pressing on it. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, that looks nice.
Yeah.
Be very comfortable. I mean,
you're thinking, I can't wait for my turn.
Right. And the water was warm and comfortable. And you had warned me about the itchiness. I didn't feel any particular itchiness.
Oh, okay.
Then again, I'm used to my foot being itchy.
Oh, that's true.
At least one of them. But finally, my guy comes back in and he leans over and he grabs both my thighs and he kind of squeezes them once, squeezes them in a slightly different place, squeezes them in a third place, and that's it. We're done here.
Wow.
Wham, bam, thank you, sir.
Real Goldilocks situation.
Gah.
Three and that's it. Okay. I got better service.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even put my feet in.
Nah.
Hardly fair.
So
then we went up front and talked to the woman up front who had taken my Groupon originally.
Brave.
And said, oh, yeah, you know, it's really amazing. These are the colors we saw. So I guess that means like detox from my joints. You know, I'm sort of like looking to her for confirmation. And she just pointed to the orange spot on the chart. I was like,
kind of smiled and said, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. If that's what's written here, then sure.
So clearly this isn't something that they take great investment and pride in.
Yeah.
Removing these toxins and taking credit for them. I think they just leave it up to your imagination. Hey, you want this detox thing? We got it.
I'm not going to say no.
We'll do it.
Yep.
So we had to kind of look this up and figure out what was going on.
What is this? And so I figured, okay, it's got to be like rust or something that just accumulates from the little power thing we put in the water.
Yeah, and you had the right idea. So it is electrified.
Mm-hmm.
You have electrolysis going on.
So
not hair removal.
Right. When I think of electricity, the first thing I think is just put it right in water and then put yourself in the water.
Let's electrify the water and stick our feet in it with this device that is plugged into a wall.
This will go well. I saw Home Alone. Wait, is it Home Alone or is it Groundhog Day? Oh, it's Groundhog Day, where he grabs the toaster and then he gets in the sub. Everybody, we're all with me. Cool.
Yeah, you know what? Now that I think about it, I should have been a little more worried about that.
I thought about it, but since I had had the experience before and had only been itchy, I thought, should be fine.
So there's a DC current being piped through this water, and it's not just water. They also put in some salt.
Salt.
Yeah.
Salt water.
Some regular old salt to provide the ions that we were talking about. You want a bunch of free ions that you can rip off all these little electrons and move them to other elements. A little too ionic.
And isn't it ionic?
Don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
So did you know she wrote that song when she was 19?
Oh, that sounds right.
Lay off of her, everybody. Everyone's like, that's not actual irony.
Also, yes, it is. I mean,
irony is all everything. About an expectation that is...
that you then subvert. Right. Now, she's adding an extra thing, that it also sucks. That's true, but all these things are still unexpected. Rain on your wedding day. You didn't think it would happen, and then it did. It's bad, but it is also ironic. So, fuck all y'all. Anyway, I love Alanis.
Maybe she'll come on our show now.
Oh, I hope so.
Just defended her.
Okay. What are we talking about?
Oh,
feet?
Oh, the process here.
Yes.
So then there's another important piece in all of this, and that is this cylinder that they're putting in the water.
Yes.
And as we saw, it was just this black hunk of plastic.
Like the top of an immersion blender or something.
Oh, that doesn't give me any mental image, but maybe it does for our listeners.
I hope so.
It wasn't a solid piece. There was a grating to it. So there was something inside that was the water could seep through.
Something's happening.
Something's in there. So, yes, it turns out in these ionic foot baths that there is a coil inside that is stainless steel.
Okay.
And that is an alloy that includes a few different metals, but they include chromium and often nickel.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you've got electricity coming through. You've got salt and you've got this metal. And guess what? You start getting some corrosion.
Gross.
Yeah. And that is why, even without Carrie's gnarly feet in the water, still all this stuff could come out.
It's true.
Your feet are lovely.
They're totally norms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm one to talk. Right. So yeah, that's what is happening, is that just the metal is interacting with the salt and the electricity, and it's pulling off stuff from the metal and exchanging a bunch of electrons, and it's creating all this goopy gunky stuff in your water.
And nickel, of course, very common topical. What's the word? It makes you all itchy and irritant.
So you think that's why maybe you were feeling itchy the first time? So.
Yeah, because I know like nickel earrings will make my ears itchy.
Okay.
That's why they make nickel-free earrings very common.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've solved that little mystery from your past.
Yeah, probably. Now, I actually looked up an interesting study from the National Institute of Health. Ever heard of it?
I have. The NIH. While you're looking that up, I'll mention that it doesn't seem that even with that interaction and the orange gunk coming off of these coils, it doesn't seem like it really corrodes the metal that much. So you probably get a lot of uses out of this.
Oh, right. Before you completely destroy it.
Without, yeah, having to worry about the metal completely degrading, disappearing.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I wonder at what point it just becomes inoperable because you've destroyed it through regular use.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in 2012, the Journal of Environmental Public Health published this study. It was a relatively small study, but they took a couple of these basins and these...
commercial products.
And the device...
Probe.
The probe.
It's not probing anything.
The device that has the coil in it.
The business end.
Right. And they did exactly what we did. They had some people put their feet in, and then they also just ran some without feet in them.
Pretty simple test. Apparently, some of these devices will have a wristband or something that maybe attaches on the back of your neck that is likely just to confirm that there is a person attached to this whole rig.
Mm-hmm.
So it can kind of have a turn off in case, there's no person here.
Right.
So it doesn't give away what's actually happening. Yeah.
Though, of course, you could easily outsmart this, but at least it won't just wave at you and say, I'm working without you.
Yeah. I wonder if that's even for the people running it to help preserve the illusion for them as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I would imagine people at Garden Massage Spa are not informed on what this actually does.
They just know step one, plug it in. Step two, put this in the little basket. Step three, put this in the water.
And people seem to like it.
Step four, set your alarm for 15 minutes. And then come
right.
Back.
Yep. Step five, this lady's feet are totally dry.
Why are there flashes coming out of her room?
So in this study, of course, what are they testing? They're testing whether toxins actually came out of your body. So, Okay, how do you do that? All right, we're going to have to clip people's hair before and after. We're going to have to test their urine before and after. I'm picturing all these scientists being like, yeah, all right, yeah, well.
They got to do due diligence.
This is one of the irritating things about being science-minded is like person A gets to just like say anything the fuck they want and person B has to be like, all right, well, if that were true, I guess, all right, then the world would be like this, which means that in order to test that, I would have to do this ridiculous thing, and then there's this, and then, but if you're like me and Ross, you enjoy that anyway.
Right.
So, they did all that, and what do you think the results were?
Let's see, just a wild guess, but I'm going to say that probably there was no change in blood toxicity or any other noticeable measure of bodily well-being.
That is correct. Hey. But.
Yeah. Oh, what?
But. Young Jedi.
Padawan.
Is that also Star Wars?
That's a Jedi in training.
Oh, perfect. Padawan,
yeah.
Padawan with an A or with
P-A-D-A-W-A-N.
Padawan. Okay.
No one says it like that.
What are we talking about? Oh, but the water itself does have toxins in it afterward.
Which means now you have stewed your feet in some toxins.
You're probably adding toxins.
Some of them have been absorbed.
Your body.
Yeah, you might have some extra cadmium or other compounds that you weren't anticipating.
Now, these researchers, you know, not wanting to be too ironic with their ionic bath, did say, hey, listen, it's a very small amount. It's probably not dangerous. Yeah. You're not absorbing anything too ugly, but you know, we're all LOLing.
Yeah,
in the background.
If the toxins are flowing in any direction, it's into your foot.
And that's
ironic.
Yes, it's ironic. It's iconic. It's the ionic foot bath.
Bionic.
Oh, shit. Yep. Mm-hmm. Nope. Is that it? Is that those all the ionics?
Semisonic, yeah.
I don't think there are any others.
I don't know. I'm going to lay down and lie on it.
Boo! End of show.
End of the podcast.
Not just this episode.
Our collaboration.
But I think that really is it for this episode.
Yeah. I think we solved this mystery, quote unquote. Or other people have solved this mystery.
But y'all, I'm going to put on some home foot detox pads as soon as I get off this microphone so that we can try some other home goods.
Oh, you're telling them about our next investigation, huh?
Just an idea. But we'll see. We'll see over the next few days how they work. Are they any better or worse than the foot bath?
So we've done foot reflexology before, and that is powered by this connection, supposedly, that different points on the feet have with other parts of the body. So that's kind of one area of foot, quote unquote, medicine or treatment. Mm-hmm. And now we've had
pedagogy.
Oh, nicely done.
Thanks.
I like it.
I don't know that was very good.
No.
Okay. Oh, all right.
That warmed the cockles of my heart. But now we've also tried the ionic foot bath. But yeah, there's also these products that are supposed to pull toxins from your feet.
Yes.
That come in the form of pads. So we've bought a bunch of those and we'll tell you about them later.
Yeah. In, you know, a week or so. But if you want to join us, buy some foot detox pads. Send us pictures of your feet.
Or don't.
Or don't. Because we show up so you don't have to.
I don't know. I just feel bad if all of a sudden a bunch of people are paying for these products.
Well, we don't know if they work yet.
Oh, that's true, actually.
Okay.
We're both wearing them right now, aren't we?
No, I haven't put mine on yet. Okay, but you are.
We'll save our ratings for all the foot products.
Yeah.
We'll talk about them
then.
We'll
just rate feet. Good, bad.
Feet?
Indifferent.
Are they good? Are they bad?
Are we defeatist?
Okay. That's it for our show.
Our theme music is by Brian Keith Dalton.
Our editor is Victor Figueroa.
And our administrative manager is Ian Kramer.
You can find us online at facebook.com/onrac, O-N-R-A-C.
Or on Twitter at Ono Podcast.
or on Maximum Fun, where you can also click the donate button mm-hmm. and support our investigations, which we would greatly appreciate. And then you could join all of the other amazing people, our favorite people, dare I say, who support the show with their donations.
Yep.
Carrie's real favorite person is probably... Ella. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my girl.
But if you had to pick a second favorite person...
Dick Van Dyke.
All right. Okay. The third, let's just keep going down the line.
Third after Dick Van Dyke. Well, living or dead or just living?
Living.
Drew?
Yeah. Okay. Drew Spears?
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing really well. Are you reminding me that we got engaged yesterday?
Yeah.
I thought
maybe I would lead towards that.
Well, people can hear that in real time if they go and listen to my episode of this podcast is Self-Care, where I am the special guest.
People are really excited now. So you want to hear the story? You want to hear this go down in real time?
Ross hasn't heard it.
Like Carrie said, go download. Yeah, well, it hasn't been released yet, but it will be. Right. This podcast is Self-Care.
Yes, so go subscribe to it.
You and I can both now listen to this and hear the engagement go down.
Ross is actually gesturing toward the audience. This is
They're over there.
That's not my TV. That's the audience.
No. To the right of the TV.
Oh, my vase. Okay. Yeah,
that's the audience.
All right.
Mazel tov.
Oh, thank you.
This is exciting.
Yeah. You're married.
We were going to. Yes. In fact, Friday is our 19th anniversary.
Oh, that's amazing.
So got a little head start on you there.
Yeah.
But we're happy for you, love birds.
Thank you, Uncle Ross.
Exciting. All right. I guess...
Oh, I'm not in that play anymore. I had to quit. So don't buy tickets, everybody.
Oh,
did you already buy tickets?
I didn't.
Oh, good.
You're not in the play.
No, it's another thing I can't really spill the details of, but for a good reason. There's a conflict, but it's a good conflict, so it's okay. And I had an understudy, and it was fine.
Yeah, we were going to record yesterday, and then Carrie called me and said, well, we're engaged now, Drew and I.
I can still record.
Yeah, if you need to, we could be. I was like, no. You go celebrate being engaged.
So we went to Crossroads.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crossroads is really good. And then we told the waiter, this show will never end. We told the waiter that we had just been engaged.
You can just turn this off if you're not interested in these interpersonal issues, but I am. Go on.
And he said, oh, that's amazing. Happy anniversary, guys. We were like, what? And then he proceeded to tell us, like, kept coming by, oh, wonderful to have you here for your anniversary. And he's like, thank you for thinking of us. By that point, we were in. We couldn't be like, well, engagement. And then on the way into the restaurant, the hostess, she said she had it down on her little RSVP reservation description. She had a new engagement. And so she said, oh, congratulations. And then she turned to Drew and she said, well, I guess I really mean congratulations to you because you did the brave part. You asked.
Oh.
And I said, oh, no, I asked.
Oh, you're giving it away.
Well, just that.
Okay.
There's more to it.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, what? She was like flummoxed by that. You? You asked? What? Oh, really? It's like, yeah. It's 2019,
You've
babe.
Thrown me off my script.
I was like, oh, I wish I had said, and it was on a podcast.
Now,
like and subscribe.
It doesn't get more 2019 than that.
Right, yeah.
Awesome. Anyway. Well, this is great news. And
thank you.
We are all excited for
I'll
you and Drew.
See if we invite you.
All of us, you, me, and the vase.
And the vase. And Ella. Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Ross and Orion. Bye. No, Victor. Victor, bye.
There's nothing quite like sailing in the calm international waters on my ship, the SS Biopic.
Avast! It's actually pronounced biopic.
No, you dingus! It's biopic!
Who the hell says that? It's biopic! It comes
it's the words
bi-
for biography
biology.
And picture.
If you...
All right, that is enough. Ahoy, I'm Dave Holmes. I am the host of the rebooted podcast formerly known as International Waters, designed to resolve petty but persistent arguments like this. How? By pitting two teams of opinionated comedians against each other with trivia and improv games, of course. Winner takes home the right to be right.
What podcast be this?
It's called Troubled Waters, where we disagree to disagree!
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.